Have you ever felt lost in a world too big to comprehend? This is precisely how our story begins, with a tiny baby bird who tumbles into existence only to find himself completely alone. His mother, anticipating his hunger upon hatching, has flown off to find food. In her absence, the egg rocks back and forth until, crack, a confused little bird emerges, blinking in the sunlight. His first emotion isn't joy, but bewilderment. Where is the one who should welcome him into the world? With no concept of what his mother looks like, or even what kind of creature she might be, he makes a brave decision that will define his journey. If his mother won't come to him, he'll go find her himself. Unable to fly, but perfectly capable of walking, he carefully climbs down from his nest and sets off with nothing but instinct and hope to guide him. This simple beginning launches a profound exploration of identity, belonging, and the universal quest to find where and to whom we truly belong. Our determined baby bird first encounters a kitten who responds to his hopeful, "Are you my mother?" with nothing but an unblinking stare. This silence creates the first real heartbreak, not rejection, but non-acknowledgement. When seeking connection, isn't silence sometimes the most painful response? Undeterred, the bird approaches a hen who directly states, "No, I am not your mother." Though disappointing, this clear answer provides something the kitten's silence didn't, clarity. Sometimes a definitive no serves us better than ambiguity. With each encounter, the dog who explains, "I am a dog," the cow who asks, "How could I be your mother?" our protagonist gains not just rejection, but education. He's learning through contrast, building an understanding of what his mother isn't, which will help him recognize what she is. What's remarkable is how each no only strengthens his determination. His persistence reflects the primal nature of the connection he seeks, too important to abandon despite repeated rejection. As his search intensifies, our baby bird's concept of mother expands dramatically. He begins considering mechanical objects in his world. A red car speeds past, a boat floats by, and a plane soars overhead, all ignoring his cries of, "Here I am, mother!" There's something moving about this small creature calling to things vastly larger than himself. The image captures his essential predicament, small in a big world, lost and seeking connection, his voice barely audible against the world's noise. His desperation peaks when he encounters a massive steam shovel, the snort, which he mistakenly declares, "You are my mother!" This represents the nadir of his confusion, mistaking something completely unsuitable for the object of his deepest desire. Haven't we all been so desperate for connection that we've sought it where it couldn't exist? Reality quickly asserts itself when the steam shovel's movements become threatening. As its giant metal jaws move toward him, clarity strikes. "Oh no, you are not my mother. You are a snort." Just when all seems lost, fate intervenes unexpectedly. The steam shovel's bucket scoops up our tiny protagonist, lifting him higher than his original nest. "Help!" he cries against the roaring engine. "I want to go home. I want my mother." This crisis brings perfect clarity. For the first time, he articulates what he truly wants, not just any mother, but his mother and the safety of home. Sometimes danger helps us understand what matters most. Then comes the miraculous turn. The steam shovel's coincidental movement brings the bird back toward his nest. As the machine's arm extends, it deposits him precisely where he began his journey. What seemed like mortal danger becomes the vehicle of his return. Isn't it curious how life works this way? The most threatening thing can lead us back to safety. The journey away often becomes the journey back. The baby bird's greatest fear becomes the turning point making reunion possible. In perfect timing, just as he returns to his nest, his mother arrives from her food-gathering expedition. He has traveled far only to discover that what he sought was always coming back to him. When the mother bird sees her baby, she asks, "Do you know who I am?" This reversal is significant. Throughout his journey, the baby bird questioned others, but now his mother asks him to identify her, suggesting recognition must flow both ways for true connection. The baby's response demonstrates growth. "Yes, I know who you are." He defines her first by negation, listing all the things she is not. "You are not a kitten or a hen or a dog. You are not a cow or a boat or a plane. You are not a snort." Each negation represents a lesson from his journey. Then comes positive identification. "You are a bird and you are my mother," acknowledging both category and relationship, recognizing their shared nature and specific bond. This recognition brings the story full circle. The nest, initially a place of absence, becomes a site of reunion. The driving question receives its answer, and what makes this resolution satisfying is that it honors both journey and destination. Throughout his journey, our baby bird exhibits remarkable persistence. From the moment he emerges alone from his shell, he demonstrates a determination that carries him through multiple disappointments and potential dangers. Despite facing rejection or non-response repeatedly, he never gives up or accepts a substitute parent. Instead, he continues his search, maintaining his question, "Are you my mother?" as a consistent refrain. This persistence speaks to something fundamental about identity and belonging. The baby bird intuitively understands that there's a specific place for him in the world, a defining relationship he won't settle without finding. The story also shows how persistence involves adaptation. As his search progresses, the baby bird modifies his approach. Walking becomes running, questions become declarations. Living creatures give way to inanimate objects. His determination isn't rigid. It's continuing toward a goal while adjusting methods. This seemingly simple tale reveals profound truths about identity formation. The baby bird's journey demonstrates how we often learn who we are through contrast, discovering who we are not before understanding who we are. Each no he receives isn't merely rejection, but clarification that narrows his search. The story's resolution offers insight into the nature of belonging. When the baby bird finally recognizes his mother, it's a moment of mutual recognition. She sees him as her child, and he sees her as his mother. This reciprocity forms the essence of true belonging, not just finding your place, but being acknowledged in it, being claimed as well as claiming. This explains why this simple story resonates across generations. In our often disconnected world, it reminds us that persistence in seeking connection is worthwhile. It assures us that even after encountering those who cannot claim us, there exists a place where we belong, a place of mutual recognition and homecoming. The baby bird's journey mirrors our own quest for identity, sometimes confusing, occasionally dangerous, but ultimately rewarding when we find where we truly belong.